Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's June 5th, 2018, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, the one and only Antoine Bergeron.
Himself.
Yes, you are yourself. How are you doing this week, Antoine?
I'm doing good. The National is behind us.
I survived.
It went well. I thought I would come back to hubby, and then work came. So...
No hobby for you.
No hobby yet. No. Sure. And you?
I can't complain. I've had no chance to hobby in like 2 weeks, and it's killing me slowly. But them's the breaks when you're a daddy, you know?
Yeah.
It's the way it is. All right. So let's get this news started so I can look at all the other things that I'll never get a chance to work on. First up, as always, we're going to do our new releases. And top of the list this week is Mantic Games.
Yeah, so this week they have a lot of new big models. So first they have the Abyssal Chroneus, which is kind of a giant fire elemental. They have the Greater Water Elemental. They also have three mounted characters. So the High Paladin on Dragon for the Elf, I presume.
That dragon looks so much better than the original dragons I had.
Oh, yes, for sure. After that, you have Krodger on Winged Slasher. It's an orc on kind of a wyvern. After that, you have the same character on Gore, which is a giant boar. And those two look good.
They look really nice. My biggest problem is they seem to be almost direct ripoffs of GW models from back in the day.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Even more so than usual, but...
Yeah.
I like the way they made the dragon kind of like... bulky and thick and not like a scrawny lithe weird thing. It looks like something that would tear you in half. Which is good.
Yes.
Also I think their Krudger on Winged Slasher I think looks amazing. They did a great job on them. I like their take on orcs, the kind of more squarish built guys.
Yeah. My favorite on all of those are is the Abyssal Chroneus.
Really? I think my favorite is kind of the water elemental because he, I don't know, he looks kind of cute.
Oh, that's the one I like the least.
I'm looking at more of him now, and there's some parts I like less. Like I think it's kind of cute that he's got like the boat hull, the keel or whatever in his back, like a spinal cord. I think that's kind of neat. I'm not sure what the octopus is doing there. It looks like they've got a very close relationship, and I'm not sure that should be sculpted in a model. You know, what he does on his own time, you know, when Mrs. Watermelon's not looking, this is his business, but just saying.
Yeah.
It's a family-friendly show, Antoine. Oh, it's going to be one of those shows. But yeah, no, I think these are all really nice models, and excellently priced, $30 for these giant, 30 pounds for these giant things. That seems pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for our hobby anyway.
Yeah, for our hobby.
Yeah. All right. You say it looks pretty reasonable, and then you look at what a Gundam model from Bandai costs with four times the amount of parts and all kinds of crazy detail, and you wonder where it all went wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, discussion for a show. Forge World Alpharius.
I waited so long for this one. If I was still a bit more in 40K, I would order that as fast as I can get my credit card out.
It's a nice looking model.
Yeah.
I cannot deny that. Is it really 75 pounds for a Primarch?
Yeah.
Have they always been that price?
I think the bigger one on the Forge World one with the sinning pieces, I think, are all that price or in the same vein.
Wow, that seems quite expensive. Because they're not really that big, the Forge World ones. They're not like the size of like the GW plastic kits. So, I did not realize they were quite that expensive.
Yeah, I'm looking at some other. Rogaldarn is the same price. Magnus is 5 pounds more. Aorus was cheaper, but it was one of the first ones. So I think their price went up.
Of course it did. Yeah. I mean, it's a gorgeous model.
Most of the other ones are 60 to 65 pounds. So he's on at the higher scale.
It's Forge World, you know. It's a gorgeous model. I'm just going to point out we're going to get to another company in a little bit, and they're going to be the exact opposite end of the scale, where stuff is so dirt cheap you wonder why. Yeah. Like it's made from ground up small children or something. We don't know. But anyway. Yeah, £75. Is this a pre-order or is this available now? Pre-order.
Pre-order.
Shipping in August on the 6th. All right. I mean, if it came with an Omegron as well, so you could swap them in and out of your army.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get in as a joke, but no. You only get one.
Seems like a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
They could have charged me £150. All right. Next up, Ninja Division. Ninja All-Stars joins the Super Dungeon Explorer.
Yes. So Ninja All-Star by itself is sadly going away.
Is it really sad?
Yeah. Yeah. The team was fun. The game was supposed to be cool. Our first test of it was not great, and we never tried it again. So
that's true. Didn't everyone gang up on Yom? And you got super salty?
Like two people for a couple of turns, and that was enough.
Saltmaster Yom came out. That's all I remember. Yeah. For days, that's all I heard about was how everyone ganged up on him, and it wasn't fun.
Yeah. But to come back to the news item.
Sorry.
I'm so tired. All of the models will still be available. They are repackaged as Super Dungeon Explorer models. They will get rules for it, and they are added to the background of Super Dungeon Explorer. So I'm drawing a blank on the name of the continent where Super Ninja All-Star is, but it will be added to Crystallia as a off-island, which it was anyway. So
the Island of Shadows?
I mean, there's another name, but yeah.
Yeah, the aesthetic is the same, right? So there's no reason it doesn't fit in.
Yep.
And by aesthetic, I don't mean I don't mean the kind of Japanese overtones. I just mean like the sculpting style.
Yes.
So I think it fits. And to be honest, I don't know how many people buy chibis to actually play games with them anyway. I think there's more like us. They love painting the super cute guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's necessarily a loss.
The important thing is all of the rules for Ninja All-Star are now available as a download, as a basic Word doc, and they are opening up to the fan to continue it. So they will continue to have release in that part of the world. So Kajima, I think is the name. And so other ninja stuff will come out. They won't make rules for Ninja Star. However, people want to can run it and maybe create fan sites and stuff like that or in the forums. And they are invited to by the company.
That's cool. So it becomes like a living game.
Yes. So that's even what they call the first living rulebook version 1.0. And after that, they won't host it. They won't manage it. But it's up to the fan base to continue the game.
Yeah, so it's in the hands of the fans.
Yeah, and maybe revise it too.
Yeah, for sure. It's, you know, they were really nice models. I mean, that's why we backed the Kickstarter, right?
Because yeah,
we thought
absolutely.
The models were really nice. I'm glad to see it. The models will get put to use. It's always a shame when games kind of become discontinued because then you lose access to those models. It's nice to see the models continue on.
Yes.
All right. Next up, Fantasy Flight Games, Baron Zachareth.
So it's a new hero expansion for Rune Wars. This one for the Dakan something. I don't remember the old name of their faction. So the humans. This one is kind of a anti-hero or unclear if he's a hero or a villain. He's doing magic on himself and stuff like that. So some people are acclaiming him as the savior, and others are trying to get him out of the nation.
Sounds like Jesus.
Yeah. He looks cool. He has he's riding one of the a rune golem, but this one is a bull. That's for that makes for a massive mount.
Yeah, he does look kind of cool. I didn't create a login, so I can't actually check the price. So I don't know what he's priced like. Do we have a release date? Is he available now, or is he on pre-order?
He's on pre-order, and he's priced $25
US.
So you get both the mounted and unmounted version.
Makes sense. No complaints from me on that. All right. Next up, Victoria Miniatures, new Sandor Radhounds heavy weapon crew.
Yeah, so the Sandor Radhounds, which are... Do you remember which was the name from the Game Workshop?
The Chemdogs?
The Chemdogs, yeah. That's Halvar Chemdogs. They're kind of a proxy for that, for those. So they already exist. However, now she's come out with a heavy weapon crew. So they don't have a weapon per se. So it's all the guys that manage the carry the stuff or helpers on to go on the base of the heavy weapon. Like a pointer or stuff like that. So it's a six pack. You get six miniatures, fully customizable.
Yeah, they're typical Victoria Miniatures quality. So nice sculpts. You get some fairly dynamic poses. I like the alternate, like the cigarette lighting head and stuff. I think it's kind of cute. And what's the price tag? $29.90 US, so $30 basically US for six guys. That seems pretty in line. That's probably even less than GW Plastics, so good deal.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't actually knocking GW Plastics with that comment. I think it's less than what they charge per guy. So I think it's a pretty good deal. Especially with all the accessories. And these are gonna be in resin, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So for resin models, it's an excellent price. All right. Next in line, War Cradle Studios. New releases for Wild West Exodus.
Yeah, so this week we have two new boxes. The Absolute Power Pose and the Divine Intervention Pose.
So looking at the Absolute Power box, I want to know, when did Palpatine get trapped in the Wild West Exodus world?
Yeah, that's one of the things I'm wondering is, where are all of those inspired by? Because they are some of their character box from all non-historical characters. So most of those are based on IPs, a bit like Cool Mini is doing with their some besides add-ons.
What was the one? They had a Firefly expansion.
But it's already out. It's the Wayward 8.
The Wayward.
They just re-released it recently. With formatted with the new rules and new format of the game in mind. So those two new boxes, so the Absolute Power are for, which faction are they already? The X and the Divine Interventions, which I think are some of the aliens, but the one of the alien factions, they are for the Order.
Oh, so my faction. The Holy Order of Man.
So your alien allies are there to help you.
Are they aliens?
I think so.
Yeah, looking by the description, they're aliens.
It's a smaller box. You only get five models, but they are probably all heavily armored.
Well, they're also kind of large. The scale's big for Wild West Exodus. 35 pounds, so like 70-ish dollars Canadian. I guess for five large resin models, that makes sense.
A new thing. The stat cards are no longer included. Because, no, they're resin. Multi-part resin.
Oh, because the material says plastic. On their website. Oh, for the Divine Intervention Posse, anyway.
And the phrase just before the listing of the name of the models is contain five multi-part resin miniatures. So, who knows?
Yeah, I get nothing. I would assume they were resin. So, And then I saw plastic. I was all surprised. I'm going to go with their resin because that makes more sense.
Might be rustic, just to...
No. No, please, no. God,
no. Hope not. So, cards are not included, but they are available through the website, so you can get the most updated version. All you right. do have to print them yourself, but at least they are available. And that's it.
It's better than not having, I guess.
Yes.
Next up. Yes, next up. Sorry, I'm a little lost, fading fast. Mom miniatures, Elf Mage and Dwarf Tank.
Yeah. So you were talking about the lower end of the price range.
Yeah.
These are right there.
These are crazy affordable.
The Elf Mage is a single 32 scale miniature of an elf wizard with kind of summoning two fireballs or flame sprites, whatever.
No, I'll say fireballs.
Yeah.
I think it's a fair estimation.
Yeah, small ball of fire, not the giant fireball spell. And he looks nice. And he's €4.
Yeah, it's dirt cheap, $6, right? How do you go wrong? And they have a lot of characters in that €4 price range.
Yeah.
A lot of really nice models.
Even the bigger one, like you mentioned before we were recording, the cavalry one mounted on the lion is only €8.
Like, how do you go wrong?
But that's the price you would expect from back in the days infantry model.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's crazy. What a good value. And then you jump over to the dwarven guys.
Yeah, and the dwarven is a... You were thinking it was kind of an Empire Steam Tank proxy, which might be the case. It's like a giant rolling machine of death with a cannon in front, filled with dwarf. However, it might also be a new model for Ninth Age, as we are not following the new updated rules for it. We don't know if there are new entries for each army, and that might be one of them.
Yeah, I think this is fairly small. I think it's too small to be an Empire, like a steam tank. I would think it's on a 50 by 75.
It's a 50 by 100.
Oh, I was close. Okay.
Which is smallish. It's not small per se, but it's smaller than the steam tank would be.
For the steam tank, yeah. But again, super good price for a highly detailed model, €12.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. What is it? My Spanish is not good. Does it say two pieces?
Yeah.
In the description? Does that mean the base and the model, or it means you actually get two models for €12? Because that's insane. No,
it's probably turret and buddy.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to go, this is insane. Yeah.
No.
It's still pretty insane. I think it's awesome. It is a great model. You know, it looks like it'd be fun to paint.
Yes.
All kinds of small details on it.
I would see that. It kind of have a feeling of the early vehicles from Wild West Exodus we were just talking about.
So yeah.
It would fit the James style of painting.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That is just amazing. All right. So if you're looking for cool models that aren't expensive, Mom Miniatures. And we've talked about them in the past. They have the awesome giant, like the Minotaur, the giant. They also have some...
The dwarf guardians, which are stone statues, animated stone statues.
They have the busts that are €12 and €15. The white lion, well, not white lion, white lion bust for €15 and the dwarf bust for like 12. It's insane. Insane. Let's say it again. All right. Back to business. Next up, Osprey Games, Last Days, Zombie Apocalypse on pre-order.
Yeah, so the game by Ash Barker from Guerrilla Miniature is coming out at the end of the month.
Look at that.
Yeah, so the book, it's a campaign book. You get experience for your guys, or as they die, you need to replenish them. You get to need the...
Necromunda, the zombie version.
Yeah, kind of. And the survival version. So you need a resource, not just weapons, but you need resource to keep them alive. It's really cool. Not linked in the show notes, but you can also, if you pre-order it through Nordstar Miniature Figures, which do a lot of association with Osprey, you get special miniatures also added to the pre-order. And very it's cool. cheaper. So we're linking to the official site, but if I can encourage you to order it, go through Nordstar.
Wow. It's good to know, Antoine. All right. Last item in our non-crowdfunding news. We have Wargame exclusive Emperor's Sisters with special and heavy weapons.
So we already talked about the Emperor's Sisters themselves some weeks ago. They are nice Sister of Battle proxies, and they have now came out with 6 different special and heavy weapons to go with them. It's simply the standalone models with the all the different weapons. So, flamer, heavy flamer, bolt, storm bolt gun, and melting gun instead of melta gun for IP reason, and heavy melting gun.
These are awesome. I really like the way Wargame Exclusive is doing their sisters.
Yeah.
I think they have a great aesthetic to them. If I didn't already have a Full Metal Sisters army, I'd consider it. I really would. Yep.
You don't really need to double on those.
That's exactly right. All right. Let's get to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. Short list this week. Only 2 items. And first one on the list is Apocalypse Miniatures, Pestilence. Fantasy miniatures of filth in 28 millimeters.
Yeah, so this is a smallish Kickstarter for 28 millimeter scaled creatures of pestilence. Think
Nurglings?
Nurgle creature, either Nurglings, Nurgle demons, Nurgle mounts, Nurgle beast, whatever you want.
Nurgle Nurgles.
Yeah, they can also work for smaller scale if you want bigger demons. For smaller scale.
Right, makes sense.
Because they don't have a specific weapon or technology on them, so they could be giant monster in 6mm.
That's true. I thought of that. They look pretty cool. They got a lot of little character in them.
Yeah.
If you love your tentacles and your pustules, and they're for you. Let's look at the numbers here. So... Oh, the pledges start really affordably at £4 for a pack of 5 mini globs, they're called. I guess Nurglings. And the pledge goes up to £111 and you get just gobs of stuff. It's hard to go wrong. If you're into Nurgle.
Yeah.
So...
I especially like their snail-like demon.
Of course you do. That's why it's also their... I think they do too, because that's why it's their...
Yeah, the
premier picture right at the top of the page.
Yeah. The headline manager.
Yeah. That's what I was looking for. Headline. Thank you. Okay, so let's look at the numbers. They wanted £500, and they're currently at £342 with 23 days left to go. So they're well on their way with lots of time left. If they hit their funding goal, the Kickstarter will be funded on Friday, June 29th, 2018. Next up... WoW Buildings, Apocalypse WoW.
Yeah, that's not clever at all. And especially when you look at their main picture at the top.
It's yeah.
not at all a pun on Apocalypse Now.
No,
so, what this is a line of 3D printed terrain for post-apocalyptic games or post-apocalyptic world, depending on what you are into. So.
Yep.
They have raised highways with destroyed parts, bridges, different style. You have even a full outpost with barriers and fences, buildings. They even have unlocked other sections like a crashed plane in an airport, a radio dish, a chemical plant. So... A lot of options.
A bit of everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, like most of these 3D printed Kickstarters we've seen lately, the pricing is really attractive. If you don't want to have a license to reproduce for sale, the full set, all the different outposts, all the different kits, is £70. And that gives you the airport, the Legion Sci-Fi pack, the water purification plant, the outpost, and the road set, which is just crazy. It's just so much stuff to print. You can print for the rest of your life.
Yeah, if you're into post-apocalyptic games, like more than one, it's probably definitely worth it.
Yeah.
That we've mentioned just last days, a couple of entries before, and that's terrain that would fit perfectly for it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And, you know, they're successfully funded, so they're looking for £500. They're currently at £2,163. They have 23 days left to go, so it should only increase from here. And assuming they've maintained their goal, they will fully fund on Friday, June 29th, 2018. And I think that's it for this week, Antoine.
It is.
It was a short week, but we still managed to make it go 30 minutes.
Yes.
Because I ramble.
As we do.
Well, often we make it go for 45 or 50 minutes because I ramble. So
yeah. We only have 11 items, though. So.
Fair enough.
There's only so much we can do.
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks again, Antoine. I'll see you next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find The Nerd Bite, daily themed updates about several facets of nerddom, with main focuses on the Marvel Cinematic Universe and things that fall under the Super Hulock fandom. Also, nerdy adventures, conventions, theme parks, and loot crates. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.